Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
The mobile operator Vodafone has been awarded Best in Test by the independent assessment company Umlaut. It was adjudged to be the best for reliability and best for voice calls in Ireland. However, the tests were carried out on Samsung-only devices. The report also comes as Vodafone's 3G services are about to be shut down. Amanda Nelson is the chief executive of Vodafone Ireland and is on the line. Good morning, Amanda.
Good morning, Joe.
Congratulations. Any reasons why the survey didn't include iPhones?
No, not at all. It doesn't really make a difference. It will be the same quality across any device. And the point is that it's just a regular phone that customers use. So we're delighted because this test went nationwide, whether it was from Donegal, Waterford, city centre, rural areas. Also, crowdsourcing was included, which, of course, means, you know, it's everybody's regular devices being used for the crowdsourcing. So delighted to be the best in test here in Ireland. It's a really high bar. We have high quality networks. So the score we got was absolutely extraordinary, highest we've ever received in Ireland and amongst the top performing networks worldwide.
You did very well. The top five in Europe, though, were KPN, Swisscom, Obido. Your sister company in the Netherlands got a higher score. So there's a little bit of work left to do, I think.
Yeah, well, you think about the breadth and the number of operators across Europe, I think it's an extremely high score. And we're doing it because we want really reliable networks for homes, for businesses across Ireland. And, you know, hundreds of millions of euros going into the network recently to make this happen. But, you know, never complacent, always pushing forward, building capacity because, you know, customers are using more and more data, especially every year. So we really want the networks to be resilient and everywhere. And that's what this really comprehensive test is showing today.
So hundreds of millions going into the network, which is great to hear. I recall being told when the European Union suggested scrapping roaming fees that if roaming charges were scrapped, the investment would dry up. It didn't, it turned out.
Look, we're always, I mean, the core of my business is high quality connectivity, which is really powering Ireland's growth and helping every citizen across the country enjoy the benefits of digital. We are, you know, delighted to be pouring money into upgrading, and we're investing heavily in 4G upgrades. You mentioned at the start switching off 3G. It's not about switching off, Joe. It's about creating 4G and 5G, and where we have been switching off 3G and being able to reuse that investment. By the way, we really smartly reuse what we can, and we're sustainable in the way we build our networks. The cities that experienced that saw a 20% uplift immediately in the quality of the network. So we push forward, we make the most of what we have, and we keep investing for the sake of our customers.
I think you've already switched off the 3G network in Limerick. You're going to do Waterford and Dublin. Is there any risk of going to gaps in the coverage? Because not everybody will have a 4G or a 5G phone.
Look, we measure exactly how much usage goes on every network. And I can tell you that the usage on the 3G network is already incredibly small. And everybody who's using voice either has been upgraded to much higher quality voice, which uses 4G, or will fall back on 2G, which is absolutely staying in place. But it's a very few number. We haven't been selling 3G phones, for example, for 3 years. So all the quality stats from Limerick, and actually it's Cork and Galway, which are happening at the moment, Dublin happening shortly, show us that customers are actually enjoying this 20% uplift immediately in performance and speed with very little issue at all. So we're delighted because it's about upgrading and creating extra, as I say, capacity and performance for customers.
How are broadband services going for Vodafone? I know you use the fibre network belonging to Virgin Media as well as your own mobile network.
Yeah, we resell broadly everywhere in Ireland. It's going really well, Joe. We've, you know, as you know, launched TV on it. We have high quality fibre across the country. We're delighted to sell it. And it was part of the measure as well. So if customers buy both fixed and mobile services from us, we have the best networks as Umlaut's score has measured. So no, really good. And of course, connectivity, for customers, it doesn't really matter whether it's mobile or fixed. They just want to be connected wherever they are with the highest possible speeds and utter reliability. And that's what we're here to provide.
Businesses as well. I know Vodafone is trying to launch a new system to protect young people and kids from accessing dodgy material on their mobile phones. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, it's not so new, actually. It's something we've been doing a while. We have a variety of tools in place. Look, we fully support, first of all, I should say, parents' choice. However, we do believe in usage controls. And we have products that will do that. We offer as a secure net option, which can just protect the time online and blocks, obviously, unhelpful content. We're also really investing in Tozi, which is an app that we've launched with our foundation and with the anti-bullying unit at DCU. This is for young teens, like 11 to 13, helping them get wise online, report any issues that they have. We've got a long-standing partnership with the ISPCC. So none of this is new. We've been building out this tool set for a while. It's just great to be able to have the opportunity to tell people it exists. And if you come into a Vodafone store, we can help you with any of this stuff if you're confused or want support.
Is 12 too young to have a mobile phone?
Personally, I do think that's up to parental choice. I really do.
Does your 12-year-old have a mobile?
No, my 13-year-old got a mobile when he started secondary.
All right. OK, so it's up to parents. That's fine. But for some kids, they will abuse it, though, won't they?
I think that's the point also about the parental controls, isn't it? So if a parent chooses to give a phone, we can be there to support them with the sort of safeguards that you might want to put that blocks the harmful content, etc. And that's why the app such as Tozi, which is actually for the teens themselves or meant for the teens themselves, gives them peer-to-peer support or access to counselling or whatever they need if they're experiencing anything harmful. I think, you know, we just want to put these safeguards in place and lead the way there. Delighted to have it.
And that's a free app. How do you spell that again?
Tozi, T-O-Z-I. And it was launched in 2023.
Okay. Amanda, thank you so much for joining us. That's Amanda Nelson, the Chief Executive of Vodafone Ireland.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.